Hey, everybody. This is Kai, and this is the United States of Anxiety. We are hard at work on season 3. It is coming in September. We're going to be focused on gender and power in American politics. Because as you no doubt know by now, 2018 is all about gender, might even break records with the gender gap in voters. Both political parties know this. All political players know this at this point, and you are likely already seeing ads that are targeting you based on your gender as a consequence. And so I'm going to play you one of those ads. It doesn't take much setup because it really speaks for itself. This is not a spoof. This is an actual ad for a candidate named Dana Nessel.
If the last few weeks has taught us anything, it's that we need more women in positions of power, not less. So when you're choosing Michigan's next attorney general, ask yourself this. Who can you trust most not to show you their penis in a professional setting? Is it the candidate who doesn't have a penis? I'd say so.
It's just the most amazing ad. It's because you don't like it. Just comes out of left field.
It's
not what you expect her to say.
I'm here with our reporter, Amanda Ronchik. Hello, Amanda.
Hey there, Kai.
And so as part of our lead up to this next season, Amanda, you are looking at political advertising online, and you are going to be asking for help from our listeners.
That's right, because we do not know a lot about political advertising on platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It is a wild west out there still. The federal government regulates very tightly ads that you see on television, but they do not have anything in place yet to regulate online ads, political ads. So they are aware of the problem. I'm going to play you a little clip from a hearing that took place in June, and you're going to hear one of the commissioners. This is from the Federal Election Commission, and she outlines the problem.
What we're trying to do here is to figure out how to get information to voters about who's behind the ads that they're seeing, right? That seems to be a universally shared goal. Nobody at least is coming in here and saying, we want to hide who's behind the ads.
But they are nonetheless hidden, right? I mean, this is particularly on Facebook. This is what we're hearing about with Russia and all the rest of it.
Somewhat. Facebook is trying to catch up. They are trying to take the space that the federal government is not watching, and they're trying to regulate it. So they're hiring thousands of people to look at these political ads. But at the end of the day, the ads that you see and the political ads that I see are completely different. And we don't know much about them. And we're playing catch up. We're trying to fix the problems that we ran into with 2016, and we don't know whether it's going to work or not.
And so it's a black box, really. There's no way to know not only who's behind the ads, but what ads are even being targeted at each of us. And that's why we are turning to you, dear listener. What we need is your help telling us what kinds of ads you are being targeted with on Facebook. Amanda, how's that going to work?
We've partnered up with ProPublica, the news organization, and they have developed a little plugin for your browser. And what it does is once you install it, it takes the political ads that you're seeing and puts them into a database. And just so you know, we are not collecting any personal information. All we take is the political ads from your Facebook feed and put them in this database so that we can look at it and see what's out there.
Which will then allow us, with the help of this collective reporting project, to start shedding light on how political advertisers are targeting all of us based on our gender in this election. So please help us out. Go to unitedstatesofanxiety.org/sendtips. That's where you can download the ProPublica ad tracker. And, you know, if you see anything else anywhere online that you think we really should see, send it to us as well. And stay tuned. In September, we'll be back. Season 3 of United States of Anxiety. Talk to you then.